Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
I'm having issues here. Mercury retrograde obviously has got me. Good day to every single one of you. Can you all hear me is the question. What is happening here? I can't quite figure out what's going on here, but I'm gonna get the hang of this. It seems like my screen has just moved really small. What's happening here, man? Okay, one moment, people. Can't see me. Why should this be? Okay, that's a bit better. So there is some visual here on some level. But still, there's this. I'm all over the place. talk about Mercury retrograde literally 2 seconds before I should have come on. My camera went. This is some old camera, so excuse for the visuals. Shout out to everybody who's here on the YouTube live. You're listening to the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Ajozi, officially sponsored by, Magic Mind. I'm going to speak about this later on. I've been hailing about this. I'm telling you, it's the new natural, I don't even use the word drug, but it's the new high. Let's put it that way. I should be streaming live also on Facebook and also Instagram and a number of other places. What is the other one? Twitter, formerly known, now known as X, formerly known as Twitter. X, formerly known. You know what it is. Listen, welcome to the Lunar Land Show. I will be bringing up the chart of the moment. We'll be looking at the planets in terms of where they are and stuff. I do not like this camera. This is not my camera. Seriously, you cannot make this stuff up. I'm talking literally 12:30. Everything's okay. Camera goes. I mean, it's crazy. But anyhow, it is what it is. I'm here. You can hear me. Look at this. My head's cut off. What's going on here? You see, I need some, technicians and glamorous assistants who are gonna, aid me in this this podcast of mine. But anyway, I am here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. Of course, it's my podcast, right? Shout out to everybody who have logged in. Greetings to you all. I can see comments here. I cannot see. I will have to check whether I am live on the Instagram. I should be live on the Instagram. Let's have a little fiddle, as I always do. Shout outs to Sister Pam. I can see Yvette. Is it Ratch Angel? Miss Infinity. Welcome to the show. Who else can I see there? Naz. Okay, greetings. Yo. Is that the Naz who I think it is? I've been meaning to text you for quite a while. But so I am live, actually. I am live also on Instagram too. So shout outs to you, Mason. Who else is there? A few other people. I'm sure there will be Hellstown. Hellstown has joined. Shout outs to Hellstown. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. I will be talking about the astrology of the moment. And we're going to be looking over the next couple of... Well, we're going to be looking at the month of April, aren't we? Are we not? Yes. And looking what's happening there. Not much aspects going on, but I've been telling you that. All of the planets have just been, between Aquarius, between Pluto in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus, everything's in the middle. The only planet that has gone outside of that is the moon, and for obvious reasons. Shout outs to Imelda, also joined here on the Instagram. So I will be bringing up the chart of the moment in a moment. And we've got also competition time later on. Also tarot card of the week, of course. So, we've got some lucky winners of books and all that stuff all coming up. And I haven't announced the last winner, have I? Because it's been a while, as many of you will know. It has been a while since I have been on. I know it's been just mad busy trying to do a podcast and be an international astrologer. Why else just be an astrologer just for the everyday people? It's just way too much. Some stuff is going to have to go. I'm going to have to cut out some stuff here. Tell me about it. But it is what it is. It's keeping me busy. I cannot believe what is going on with my camera. Yeah, I know. This camera is... it's not cutting it. It's simply not cutting it. It's simply not cutting it. But it is what it is. We're here at the Lunar. I don't like the way it's cut off my head. See, I want my old camera back. Give me back my own camera. All right, cool. Mercury Man, what are you doing, man? It is what it is. Got to be more well prepared for, you know, it's quite interesting. Us as astrologers, we're the ones who shout Mercury retrograde the loudest, yet we are the ones who get hit the hardest by it. You know, and the thing is with Mercury retrograde is that you cannot, it's not something you can prepare for it to some degree, but it's Mercury. We're talking about a trickster planet here. That's what he does best. He tricks people. So it is what it is. What do you expect? You know, but you know, it's not that kind of trick. Sometimes it ain't fun and games, but you got to laugh. Shout out to LaDonna. Shout out to Pfizer. Also joined on the Instagram live. Okay, so yeah, keep the questions coming. I'm going to be bringing up the chart for the moment. So we shall be going into that. What is the weather like where you are? Just this morning, I've probably experienced about 3 different weather conditions and another one. It was a bit bright late earlier on, a bit cloudy. Then there was a bit of rain. Then it's wind. Well, it's always been kind of windy. Then it's windy. Now it was bright about half an hour, 45 minutes ago. Now there's another big cloud hovering over. What's happening? I'm about to go out after this. I've got appointments to make. I've got people to see. And, you know, I'm contemplating, shall I go out? Shall I drive? Shall I just take the public transport? I don't know. Don't want to risk it. Got a lot of journeys. It looks like I'm going to have to, you know, well, going to have to get out of my bike. But I'm just looking at this rain here and it's not looking good. Anyhow, I'm sure some of you are, you know, experiencing lovely weather where you are. You know, some people are all, you know, on the continent of Africa, in Asia, in the Middle East. You know, you're enjoying the weather. Yeah, it's okay. I need to join you all. Pfizer's asking, how will the retrograde affect Leo ascendants? Oh, not going into that. How is it just going to affect everybody? But for Leo ascendant, for somebody with Leo ascendant, I mean, it's in Aries at the moment, so that's going to be in Leo ascendant, Sagittarius. So it's going to be in your ninth house. So it's going to be to do with travel. It's going to affect areas of your travel, essentially speaking, for Leo ascendants, that is. But I'm not doing ascendants. I'll be here all day. Won't be leaving it. Talk about Pisces ascendant, Libra ascendant. So count yourself lucky having a Leo ascendant right there. You've got my number. Text me, man. but it's going to be in the area of travel because it's the ninth. It's going to be going through the ninth house for you. And then it will go back. Does he go? I don't think he goes back into Pisces, actually, does he? I think he stays in Aries all the way. So, yeah. So it will be in the ninth house. So it will be to do with travel and stuff like that. Philosophies, anything ninth house orientated, technically speaking. Mercury retrograde. We're in that period right now. It's time to start backing up your computers and, you know, and again, like I said, sometimes you cannot prepare for these things. You know, it is what it is. They texted me yesterday and told me how they bought a new computer, you know, 2 days ago and how it's not working. And they put at the bottom, is that the Mercury retrograde? Well, it is part of it. Don't get me wrong, when Mercury is not retrograde, I'm sure people do buy computers that doesn't work. But when Mercury is retrograde, it is heightened. We get more of that activity. That's what happens during the Mercury retrograde. So, yeah, it is what it is. What else was I going to talk about? So we've got the Mercury retrograde on. We've got an eclipse coming up, so I'm talking about that as well. We've got another, we've got a solar eclipse. It's going to be a new one. This one's a powerful one. So that's going to be on Monday, on the 8th of April. So we'll talk about that. We've had one, over a week and a half ago now, we had the lunar eclipse in Libra. Now we're going to have the solar eclipse in Aries. Also, the solar eclipse is going to mark the end of Ramadan for the people of the Muslim faith. So that they will be ending their 30-day fast. So yeah, that will bring an end to that. Yeah, but it is what it is, right? Who's this? Shout out to Omar. Shout out to Omar. Also joined us here on the Instagram. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment and seeing what is happening there. Now, something's happened here with... something. If I add this to the screen, am I gonna go missing? No, okay, so I'm here. All right, I was fiddling about with bits and bobs. Okay, shall we go to the chart? Let's go to the chart. Let's see, what the astrology is saying. Bear with me. You know me, always messing about with my bits and bobs. It is what it is. Here we go. The astrology of the moment. The moon is currently in Aquarius. And as I'm speaking to you right now, the moon is currently conjunct the planet Pluto. It's getting intense. Is it not? Intensity. Shout out to Lola, who's joined here on the Instagram. Shout out to, is that Sital Holistic Therapist? Sital Holistic Therapist. Okay, welcome to the Instagram. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. This is a show which aims to inform, share, entertain, we could say, about astrology. It's all about astrology. Although I do talk about other things, philosophy, cosmology, mythology, tarot, numerology, Palmer's, everything is all here, all of that, that weird stuff, that's what this show is about. So it is what it is. So moon is in Aquarius. Moon has just entered Aquarius, actually. Shout out to you Aquarians out there. Center of Unified Healing has also joined. I can't keep up with all these shout outs, man. See, that's the Libra in me. Gotta try to please everybody. Ain't gonna be done. I ain't done it so far. So, okay, moon's in Aquarius. All right, let's look at all these planets bunched up together. Look at all of this. Nothing in sight from pretty much Aquarius, which the moon has now joined in, all the way to Taurus. That's it. That is it. Nothing else. I mean, it's... What's happening here? Are you feeling confused, intense? Well, this is why. This is why. People are feeling this right now. I've got so many clients coming through the door. I cannot keep up with the demands anymore. It's ridiculous. It's one thing after another. I'm waking up to like a minimum of like 50 to 60 messages. I'm not even exaggerating. I've got messages here that have been sent to me 4 or 5 days ago, which I have not even got round to yet because I've got schedules for the day and it's all this stuff. It's got to be. It is what it is. So we've got Mars Saturn. Well, that's going to be slowing things down. It's going to get closer. I think they come together just after the eclipse is when this is going to perfect. And we're going to have but it's already in action, isn't it? We've got Mars Saturn here, who in conjunct in Pisces. Mars is the planet of energy, and then we've got Saturn, who is the father, the one who wants to slow things down. So here we're going to get a concentration of energy. So my advice to anybody out there, this is not going to favor people who are Aries or Aries rising or Scorpio rising and even Scorpios to some degree. They're going to be feeling, you're going to get stopped. Mars Saturn is about slow energy, slow release. That's what it's about. So this is the time, if you're doing something, just take your time, do not rush, and just slowly build up and slowly build up and slowly build up, and then you get some momentum. at least for about the next week and a half, you know. And this has been going on for quite some time. And these are the texts that I'm getting. These are the texts that I'm getting bombarded with, emails that I'm getting bombarded with. Nothing's moving. Nothing. What? This is it. Patience. You know what I'm trying to say? Does anybody know what patience is? Anybody know what patience is? Yeah, exactly. I don't think so. Nobody understands what that word is. Shout out to people, everybody joining me here on the Instagram. Somebody's letting me know it's the story of their life. Okay, cool. But yeah, nobody knows what the word patience is. They just, it all goes out the window. Well, we're going to be feeling that right about now with this Mars conjunct Saturn, which is on now, and it's going to be exact on the 10th, 11th of April. Well, I'll forward that in a moment, so we'll be able to see where that's going. Well, what is happening? Venus is conjunct Neptune today. Venus is conjunct Neptune. So what? Are we fantasizing? Are we, you know, Venus, Neptune? I betcha, more pictures are going to be taken in the last 2 days and probably over the course of the next 2 days in the whole world than other times of during the year. Yeah, Venus, Neptune. Take a picture. It's all about the glamour nature, right? So, yeah, that's what that's about. I think I need to put this this computer. I'm not even going to try. And you know what? Mercury's retrograde. I'm just going to leave it. I'm just going to have to view myself with my head chopped off at the top of this camera. Because if I try and fiddle with Saturn, Saturn tells me it will go wrong. Mercury retrograde. All right, cool. So, yeah, we've got Venus Neptune. Venus Neptune is about universal love. It's about opening our hearts. It's about really tapping into a godly love, a universal love right now. What is bigger than us? It's also about sacrificing our values for the betterment of humanity. This conjunction, it's been building for the last 4 or 5 days. And we've got a Venus which is exalted also as well. So, okay, Venus, Neptune, coolio, we'll take that. It can be good for romantic endeavors and stuff. It's got that fantasy. It's got that glamour, romanticist. But it's not, it may be something that's short-lived. It's not realistic. Venus Neptune can also uncover things about your love life and relationships as well. Could be something that you thought was real but wasn't real. That's the thing about Neptune, you see. He brings illusions. He brings a fogginess. Or perhaps maybe that's our response to it. We want it to be better than we think it is. So we have to be very, very mindful there. Venus Neptune. So Venus Neptune is happening right now. Look at that. 3 minutes apart. Right now, as I'm doing this show, Venus Neptune. Well. Well, great for dancing. Any poets out there? This is a great time for you to, really do some work. It's if there's any poets out there right now, you can really get that work done.
Awesome.
Exactly. It is awesome indeed. Which reminds me, I'm just looking here and I've just noticed that my internet cable, I'm surprised this thing's even working. You know, I'm going to attempt, bear with me, guys. I'm going to attempt to try and plug in some kind of network here. Because this is ridiculous. What's going on here? Are you going to go in? Okay, there we go. Faster internet. Correct. Yeah. I love it. Anyway, back again to the chart. Doing some Mercury retrograde stuff. We're right in the middle of the show. What else? Sun is in Aries. Well, we all know that now. Shout out to the Aries people. We're in the Aries month. And if you Aries, who do I know? Famous Aries. Isn't Alan Sugar? He's Aries, isn't he? Maya Angelou, she was Aries, bless her. Who else do I know? Aries. Robert Downey Jr., he's Aries. Who else? Who else is up there with the Aries? Lady Gaga, Aries. Who else do I know who's Aries? Come on. Marvin Gaye, he was Aries. Who else out there? Aries, famous Aries. Yeah, name me a few. Well, we're in that Aries month. Shout out to the Aries. Mercury's retrograde in Aries. Yeah, he's not going to go back into Pisces. That retrograde is definitely in Aries. You see, it's quite interesting because, again, I think this is a testimony here to what I have been saying. Mercury in Aries retrograde. Mercury in Aries is Mariah Carey. Somebody's letting me know. Yeah. Miss Infinity is saying, yes, me. She's letting me know. Rihanna. Okay, people are listening out there. Shout out to Tiffany. Tiffany's in the building from Memphis, Tennessee. Got to give shout outs here. I'm missing the messages here. So what's happening? Black Moon Lilith Astrology. This conjunction is with my natal south node in the 10th. Ooh, okay. Yeah, that will be all about work and career and stuff. Ratch Angel is saying 7th house Aquarius Sun here. Okay, all right. All about, well, I was going about to say all about relationships there, but maybe it's not about relationships. It's in Aquarius. What do you expect? No, Rihanna's a Pisces. Yeah, she is a Pisces. I thought there was something up there. Yeah, I think she's got something in Aries, but she is a Pisces. You're correct. Rihanna's Pisces. She's Pisces. But just going back to here, Mercury in Aries, you know, Mercury in Aries wants to really go fast. You know, Aries is that zodiac sign about who's first. It's about potency. And when Mercury is in Aries, it's put on retrograde to go in slow motion. That's like running, like, you know, 1,000 miles an hour and being asked to brake. I mean, that's a crazy one. Rihanna, Rihanna has Aries moon. Okay, so somebody's letting me know that she's got an, I know she's got something in Aries. I know that, but I couldn't remember what, but she's a Pisces, that's for sure. Running 1,000 miles an hour and then just ask to break. You know, it's everything coming to a halt, isn't it? It's just things not moving, you know, and, you know, it's I can literally close my eyes with pretty much most, not all, but most of my clients of lately who've been wanting to, you know, it's this thing. And it's this thing about, you know, it's quite interesting because I've been getting a lot of clients and they've been saying things like, is my patience being tested here? Yes, of course it is. What do you expect? Of course your patience has been tested. No doubt about that. That is what the Mercury retrograde can do. But also in conjunction with that is that conjunction of Mars and Saturn. You know, so at the moment, guys, try to just stay still. Try to relax. Well, okay, maybe relax is not the right word. But try to be patient. Patient means patience. It's like, it's really funny. It really is. And I suppose I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes when we want something, we want it now, don't we? That is, you know, how it is. People are in the chat now just throwing all in the Aries names. Diana Ross, Eddie Murphy, Elton John. We're giving the Aries their their spotlight, I guess. So it's just really, it's not really a time for forcing something. You've just got to be patient. I mean, I've got a few projects on hold right now that are really, really important, but I'm just like, you know what? There's no point forcing this thing, especially when you know If you don't know, I get it. But when you know, you've got to put, because you're just going to keep running into this brick wall. Mars conjunct Saturn and Mercury retrograde in Aries. Guys, slow down. Slow down. That's what it's about. So that's what that lesson is really teaching us. So Mercury will be going retrograde over the course of the next couple of weeks until about the 24th, 25th, before he starts going direct. Mercury will go direct towards the end of the month, and then, you know, things can start lightening up and start moving somewhat forward. So what else are we having? Well, we're not going to be having that many aspects, are we? Well, of course not, because everything's all bunched up here. Anywho, another big thing that is happening. Okay, let's have a look. Let's go to the days here and let's see what's happening. Well, Venus is going to move into Aries on the 5th, right? So in a couple of days' time, Venus is going to move into the sign of Aries. Well, we're talking about Venus in Aries here, aren't we? It's all going to be about, you know, fiery love and passions being ignited. Remember last month we had the Mars-Venus conjunction? That went on for a while, didn't it? We had the two cosmic lovers. Now we've got Venus moving into the sign of Mars. And, you know, passions are reignited, seeking adventure in love. These are the kinds of things that we will see on the rise with Venus in the sign of Aries. So Venus is going to be in the sign of Aries from the 5th. What else is happening? Then that conjunction is between Mars and Saturn starts to close up. What else is happening as the days go on? So there we go. Voila. On the 10th. So on the 10th, I'm going to talk about the 10th is where we're going to get this Mars-Saturn, okay? So things are really going to be, you think things are slowing now? No, they are slowing down now. Here is where it comes to a halt. Here is where it goes, boom, and that's it, you see. Shout out to those guys on the Instagram joining me. Welcome to the show. And anybody here also on the YouTube, watching on the YouTube channel, I'm live on YouTube, live on Instagram, live on Facebook, although I don't have access to Facebook right now. So for those of you watching on Facebook, please forgive me. I can't see your comments. I will see them after. There's only so many screens I can have. I can just about see the ones on YouTube. So it is what it is. So we're going to have the Saturn Mars, which is going to be conjunct. So that's going to bring everything to a halt. So watch out for that, guys. So for those of you who may be expecting things to be happening right about now, up until the, let's say the 11th, well, because this conjunction, I mean, even after the 10th is when it's going to be at its peak, but it's still going to be there until about, let's say about 5 days after. So let's say about until the 15th, right? Until the 15th of, that was some wind. Some wind just blew my door, it is what it is, man. Anyhow, as I was saying, so where was I? Lost of thought there. Yeah, talking about this Mars Saturn. So a few days after this, it's still going to be there about 5 days. So up until about the 15th of April, after the 15th of April, we're still going to be having the Mercury retrograde anyway. Yeah, but things will loosen up a little bit, not so much, but a little bit. So that is something that we can we can maybe perhaps look forward to. So that's going to be on the 10th. However, a few days before that, on the 8th, we know that's when we're going to be having the solar eclipse. The solar eclipse, it's a new moon eclipse in the sign of Aries. Yeah. Tell me about it. Now, this is a big one. This is a potent one. It's a total. It's going all the way across America. Not well, when I say all the way across, it's going through America. I think it sort of like goes through mid East, kind of whatever, kind of just takes a bend over. But it's going over America. Let's say so it's going to be able to be seen there. It's going to be seen at that part of the I don't know if it's going to be able to be seen in Canada. I doubt it, but it might be. It might be. Canadians might be there. It may go through also South America as well. There may be certain parts of South America that will be able to see it also too. So for those of you stargazers and, well, I say stargazers, they're not necessarily the eclipse chasers, you know, those people who like watching the eclipse. You'll be able to see it in that part of the woods. That's very important. That's telling us something. That's telling us about a new energy. Solar eclipses are about somebody being eclipsed, about something being eclipsed. And with America, I think it's very important because we know, just as many other countries, that they've got their election this year. So we could be seeing here again a new government again, whether it's a return of the old. You know, obviously we know who that is. Mr. Mr. Gemini, it looks like he's making his way back into the building. He got let off the other day, didn't he? I mean, he was in a bit of a, he got a bit stuck there with a little bit of the cash flow, but he's okay. He's posted the bond or the bail or whatever it is. So he's good. It's going to be amazing, isn't it? Could you imagine the first president who, I'm not saying suggesting he will, it's not impossible, that he could be in jail by the time he becomes president. You know, there's no law to say that he can't run for presidency. You know, it's interesting. Watch this space. So I think that's interesting for America. And I think it's going to be interesting to see over the course of the next 6 months how it's going to play out in America. Eclipses also, they are openings and closings on some level. They are the opening of they open up things and they and it's quite interesting because if we look back, who was in power 19 years ago? It may give us a clue. I'm talking for America, that is. It may give us a clue who's going to be in power in the US this year when they have their elections. So that's going to be interesting. Let's watch this space. So that's the eclipse there. I mean, other than that, like I said, there's not much happening in terms of planetary alignments because everything's all bunched into... It's all bunched into one. So it's like, it's really a funny one. It really is. So there's that. What else? It's like, I can't talk about nothing else. Venus moves into Aries. What else is that? Anything else happening planetary wise? I tell you a big one that I do want to talk about. So we keep on moving. So here we can see around the 16th. It's fair to say probably around the 16th of April is where we're not going to be getting the Mars-Saturn conjunction. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be distancing. So things will start to ease off there. Things will start to move a little bit quicker. Less frustration and so on and so forth. So that's that. Shout out to people here joining me there on the Instagram. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. So that will separate. And then, the sun is going to move into Taurus. Okay, two things here. And I think I'm going to finish up on this. On the 20th of April. Will it be on the 20th of April? Might even be on the 19th. Let's have a check. On the 19th of April, the sun is going to move into Taurus. Shout out to all you Taurus people. But we are not in the Taurus month. However, what is going to happen here is there's going to be on the next day, on the 20th of April, we're going to be having the great Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Now, everyone's talking about this. This is the big stuff. Jupiter, planet of expansion. Uranus, planet of eccentricity, electricity. He is the planet of... I'm trying to find words. I don't want to use, like, quote-unquote, the negative words. He's eccentric. He's unconventional. He is the genius. He is the unusual one. He's the wild one. Eccentric. And then we've got Jupiter, expansion. So, but when these two come together, we often get an explosion of something. I don't mean that literally. And I'm hoping there isn't going to be. I mean, by God, we've had enough with the wars so far. However, the degree at which they are meeting is very, very, it's a very important degree for a lot of the countries that are involved in what's going on in the world now. It plays a very crucial part with the state of Israel and their son, because their son in Taurus. A lot of the countries have got things around that degree. A lot of the royal family over here in the UK have stuff in the fixed signs around that degree. For those of you who are a bit more well-versed in terms of astrology, have a look. Do you have anything in your chart around 20, 21, 22 degrees in the fixed signs? Taurus, Leo, Aquarius, or Scorpio? You have been summoned, so to speak. So do watch out for that. So this one is the big one. Yeah, over the course of the next couple of months, this is the one to watch out for. The Jupiter-Uranus has always been connected and associated with many technological inventions, but it's also been connected. There was one during the Second World War as well. There's often an expansion of something, and it's in Taurus. And Taurus is about money, land, possessions. It's the physical world. It doesn't get more physical than Taurus. We're going to be seeing some kind of expansion, enlargement of something, and it's going to be something that's really, really, it's going to be explosive. Let's put it that way. Uranus has the explosiveness. And like I said, in terms of the countries out there, Palestine, Israel thing, the whole Gaza situation. Wasn't there something a couple of days? I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to get, I don't mind showing the correlation between planetary stuff and, you know, stuff what's going on out there. But sometimes I don't want to go down that maybe political and who's right and who's wrong. It's more about looking at what's happening and looking at what the planets are trying to tell you in terms of what's happening. So somebody's suggesting AI. No, AI is here. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, I'm sure this will be AI taken to another level. Yes, no doubt about that. The Jupiter-Uranus can be definitely AI being taken to a whole different level, something being released, something being, maybe released or discovered around about that time in terms of what AI. But AI, we know AI is already in effect. We've all got access to it. We've all used it, I'm sure, the ChatGPTs and stuff like that and the robots. Part of that was when Uranus went into Taurus anyway, that was bringing all of that stuff up anyway. So you're not entirely wrong, Lola. You're on the button there because Jupiter-Uranus conjunctions have always brought about something innovative. And AI could be maybe the next step in AI, that is, this Jupiter Uranus can bring maybe that next step in AI and bring something, you know, a bit more advanced or something innovative that can be like, whoa, like we're doing this now. I mean, they've already got the robots, haven't they? I mean, they're not perfect, of course, but sooner or later, it's going to be. And you can start to see how that, you know, Age of Aquarius that people, everybody's going on about, that you see, people are always looking for this savior kind of thing. They're always looking at this Age of Aquarius. Oh, it's to do with it. It's detached. It's a detached sign. What part of that don't you get? You wait until these robots come in, and then you're going to start to see how detached the world really is. Yeah? The lockdown which happened with the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction at 0 degrees of Aquarius was just a flavor, was just a little trial. It was just an introduction of what the Age of Aquarius is going to be about. Because it's slowly but surely, those robots are going to come in. And once they come in, that is it. Yes, it's about humanity, but where is humanity going? Because it's going to be, you know, well, men don't need women, and women don't need men, and nobody needs nobody. And I don't need no workers in my factory anymore, because I've got robots who are going to do it. You know, in a few years' time, you're going to be logging onto the Lunar Lounge podcast, and it's going to be a robot here. Yeah, affirmative. You're going to be seeing Israel and Josie on the Lunar Lounge podcast. You're going to be seeing a robot. Yeah. So, you know, that kind of thing. So, shout out to Fane. Bonjour from the south of France. Shout out to Ify. How you doing? That's the way it's going. You know, they're already showing you the movies. Go and watch the movie I, Robot. That one is a classic. That one is the one with Will Smith. I, Robot, all that. They're letting you know where it's going. It's this detached. There's another movie I urge you to watch, Surrogate, with Bruce Willis. Go and watch that movie. It's called Surrogate. Wasn't very popular, but that's the kind of movie that in 10, 20 years from now, people are going to be saying, oh my God, it was there all along. They showed us all along. Yep, that's how it's going to be. So, yeah, so we're getting a glimpse of that. So perhaps this Jupiter-Uranus is also going to be because Jupiter's about opportunities and expansion. So he's expanding something new. Both of these planets like new things. And they like it big. So what this is going to be a big one, expansion here. But there's also going to be other expansions because, like I said, it's in Taurus. Expansion of wealth, expansion of land, all of that stuff, finances, resources. Yeah. You heard it. You heard it here. Tiffany saying art imitates reality. Yes, most definitely. Miss Infinity for Aries during the solar eclipse. Is there anything you would advise against? No, do your thing. It's a solar eclipse, and it's about planting new seeds. I think this is a potent solar eclipse because it's in the sign of Aries, which is the first of the zodiac signs, which is all about initiation, which is all about new beginnings. And then it's a solar eclipse, which is about something new. So it's like a new. So it's that new chapter. With this solar eclipse, you want to be looking at your life 19 years ago, because it was 19 years we had a solar eclipse at that degree of Aries. So 19 years ago, 2005. So those of you who are of age, what was happening in your life around this time 2,000 years ago? Because that is going to be the clue. What was ending and what was beginning for you 19 years ago? 2005, if you want the precise. It would have been around this time, around March, April of 2005. What was finishing in your life? What was specific in your life that you can remember that was significant in 2005? Was there a change of career, change of home, change of relationship? Did you migrate? Was it money or whatever? Did you get pregnant? Whatever, you know, was there babies? Divorce, you know, all of that is what you want to be looking at because, you know, you're going to be getting about that. Fane is reminding me that the conjunction with Chiron, yes, the eclipse is going to be with Chiron, so that's going to be opening a lot of wounds as well. Chiron, the wounded healer. So if anything, the Chiron there is really going to, yeah, make it more sensitive, let's so to speak. But really, it's a solar eclipse, it's a new moon eclipse, and it's really about planting new seeds. For those of you, do your rituals, do your meditation, whether it's your prayers. It's going to be quite interesting because it then coincides also with the end of Ramadan for those of the Islamic faith as well. So, I'll, of course, people, for those people of that faith, of course, they pray around that time. But for those of who are not, that doesn't stop us from praying or doing some kind of ritual or, if you want a visualization. We could be doing around that time, at that time of the year. So, that is what that is about. But the real big one that I'm looking forward to is this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which I will speak about more over the coming weeks. I'm sure it cannot be ignored, and I will be bringing more information in and around that. So, I think I'm going to leave it there. Let's go back to, the normal screen, right? And then a few things. Let's stop sharing there. What else have I got here? Oh, what's going on here? What's going on with this screen? Oh, God. Everything's all a mess. Mercury retrograde. It is what it is. What can you do, eh? You just got to, you know. Anyhow, what time was it? It's competition time. Competition time. £30 up for grabs. The question is, let me say the rules. For those of you who I ask a question, you do not answer it now. It's the first person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, at midnight, GMT time, from next week, Tuesday, not Wednesday, Tuesday, early Tuesday morning. Yeah, midnight from Tuesday morning. First person who, I think it can be a bit confusing because I say Tuesday. So I'm talking basically Monday night, Tuesday morning. Yeah, it's that midnight, not the other one. Not going on to the Wednesday morning. Because some people have been sending me like stuff like on the Wednesday. I'm like, what are you doing? So first person who inboxes me gets the £30. I'm going to mention the question in a moment. The address, the email address, don't text me, don't send it to my personal email. It's there on the screen. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. It's thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, it's the first person who emails me the question, and I'm going to let you know what the question is in a moment. I just want to read out, I'm noticing here, some people are, just based on what I was just saying on the texts, the silver lining of crazy astrological month, LOL. Okay, Polly Pluto. Oh, thanks a lot for that. Yeah, definitely. Fane is saying, oh dear, I have my Chiron at 17 degrees of Aries and my Mercury at 13 degrees of Aries. Well, I wouldn't classify the Mercury, although some astrologers do work with those large orbs. So I wouldn't worry so much about that. The 17 degrees Chiron, I would rope in to some degree. It probably will trigger that, on some level. But then again, at the same time, you're having you've just had a Chiron return, I suppose, isn't it? Because Chiron's at 20 now. So all right, fair enough. But yeah, it can open up things. It can open up past wounds or things that you're still dealing with, and it's a new energy, so it could give you new directions in terms of how to deal with those particular wounds. So yeah. Polly Pluto saying the Mars Saturn conjunction. Yeah, I spoke about that. That's the first thing I spoke about today. You're late to the show, man. Gonna have to catch the recording on the YouTube. But I will be talking about that over the course of the next couple of weeks, because that conjunction, I mean, it doesn't really start fizzling out until about the 15th, 16th anyway. So like I said, so yeah, do watch out for that one. The Mars Saturn is slowing things down, but it's giving us slow energy. Take your time, be patient, people. That is what you want to be doing, right? Don't want to be rushing into anything. I know it's the Aries month, but everybody's got to slow down at some point. It's that time. So yeah. So you want to be watching out for that. Also here in the chats, I had so much drama in 2005. Finished my bachelor's degree in sociology and history. Had a car wreck. New car followed. Needed to find my first adult living space. Okay, moved out. Well, it's all happening. You're going to get echoes of that. It's not going to be exactly the same, but you will get echoes of that for sure. That's how it works. You will get echoes. They're not going to be exactly the same, because they're going to trigger off different things, and there's other things in the chart, obviously, that are being triggered. But you will get an echo of what happened in 2005 happening right now in your life. So yeah, do watch out for that. Okay, competition time. The competition question is, what planet rules swans? I repeat, what planet rules swans? Yeah, we all know what a swan is, right? Swan? Big white swan? What planet rules swans? Okay, so that is the question. First person who inboxes me at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. It's right there on your screens. I'm pointing to it right now. Get there. First person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday from midnight. If you email me before, doesn't count. £30. That can buy you a bottle of wine. Don't worry about that. It's something. So it is what it is. Shout out to Naz. I've been meaning, you've been running on my mind, you know. Seriously, that's no word of a lie. And I've been meaning, I need to text, but yeah. I don't text nobody. it's like I said, I've got like about 60, 70, no exaggerations of texts that I'll get back to them, of course. But hey, well, yeah, you know, I'm the astrologer. I've got to do the podcast. I've got to see the clients. I've got to do the tours. And how much do you think I can do? I'm built like that. You know, it's not like I'm a Gemini. That would help. So yeah. Shout out to Miss Scarzy. Scarlett, how you doing? Someone's on their lunch break. And she's put a whole picture of Raw of Swans up. Yeah, because that is the question. So it is what it is. Naz is saying no clue. Yeah, no, me too. Anyhow, tarot card of the week. Let's finish up on that. Let's go with tarot card of the week. You're tuning in to the Lunar Lounge podcast show. And before I talk about pull out the tarot card of the week, guys, officially sponsored by Magic Mind. This, I'm telling you guys, I'm going to put the link, okay? And I'm going to put also, if you're interested in sponsoring this, sponsoring this company, yeah, investing. Invest in yourself, man. Invest in your own brain. That's what it's about. But Magic Mind, you see my camera? You see what happened? Mercury, you took away my camera. I'm going to have to get another camera. But Magic Mind, as you all can all see that there in on the screen, this drink is phenomenal. I've been telling you guys I'm back in the gym. Like, listen, I'm swimming laps after laps after laps, all natural, all organic, you know, ingredients made from fruits and vegetables and some matcha. You know, I used to work in a coffee shop, and people used to come in ordering this matcha latte, and I'm like, what's all this matcha stuff? You know what I mean? Now I know exactly what it is and what it can do. Trust me, my brain, and probably why more people are contacting me, because my brain's taking on more, I'm doing a lot more, and I'm not just saying it because they're sponsoring the show. Seriously, I'm not that, you know, I'm not that kind of. Listen, guys, go and get this. I'm going to be putting the promotional code once I upload this on the YouTube channel, on the information. I'm going to put it there. Also on podcasts. Do remember that I'm available on all podcast platforms, okay? And I will be putting their information, and I will be putting the promo code there. So if you use the promo code, you get a certain percent off. I don't know. Is it 50%? I need to double check that. But you do get a percentage off. A nice percentage. Magic Mind people, official sponsors of the Lunar Lounge podcast. Somebody's already saying, can they have some? I'm going to take... You know, you go into these shops and you can get these little shots of ginger shots and stuff. Don't worry about that. This is what you need. Ain't nobody can keep up with my energy levels right now. I'm serious. Like, I'm sleeping. I know you may say it's wrong. I was never been a long kind of sleeper anyway, but now even more so. Like, I go to bed 2-3 hours, fully charged, ready to go. It's like, yeah. And there's other things as well, which I will not mention on the show, which this thing is, you know, good for. Oh, man, it's crazy. Can you please post the email? Hold on. Can you please post the email to send the answer? I did. I just did. What's happening here? Okay, there it is on the screens again. It's the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. Remember, this will be on the YouTube, you know. It will go on the public YouTube within minutes after this. I'll put all that details there. So yeah, that is the address to send the answer to. It's the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. What planet rules swans? The winner will get £30. It's the first person who emails from 12 midnight on Tuesday. Okay. Some people are suggesting it boosts the libido. Don't get me started about libido. I'm telling you. You want to get some of this. Ladies, stay away. It is what it is. Listen. It's that time of the week. It's tarot card of the week. Let's pull out the tarot card and let's bring an end to the show. So, did you get that? I'm sure you got the address. Okay. What's the link for the Magic Mind? Don't worry. I'm going to send it over. I'm going to, if you check later on today, give me a few hours or so, because I'm going to pop out as soon as I finish this, actually. But when I get to either where I am, I'm going to put the details of the Magic Mind. It will be there, whether you are listening on it on the podcast. I will put the info there, or on the YouTube. If you go into, you know, when you're watching the YouTube, it's got details. The details will be below. I'll put the link also there, and I'll also put the promo code, guys. The promo code, because that knocks off quite a bit. It is what it is. Okay. I'm going to give you the link for them. Of course, I'm going to give you the link, right? So I will be doing that. Okay, I'm just shuffling the cards. Okay, I'm just going to cut the cards and let's see. What is the tarot card of the week this week? I'm going to stop it there. What is it? Whoa! Oh, yeah. We got the Ten of Swords, people. It is what it is. Ten of Swords looks a bit, you know. Well, it's a 10, so it's all about endings. I like this. And this actually coincides with the whole eclipse thing. Eclipses are about endings and new beginnings. This is what this card is about. It's about things coming to an end. It's about letting go of your mental worries, your mental anguish. That's what it's about. There is an element of, you know, backstabbing, betrayal. Okay, sometimes they can be that. So watch out against backstabbers. Or I should advise, make sure you don't backstab anybody yourself. So it does go both ways. However, this card is letting us know over the course of the next week that we need to shoop endings. Our way of thinking, the way in which we think needs to change. We need to let go of the old thought forms. That's what this is about. It's about that ending. It's about cutting it off. Enough is enough. New way. Next week, Monday, we're going to have this new moon, solar eclipse in Aries. New beginnings, people. That's what it's about. So that's the tarot card of the week for this week. Want to shout out to all of you guys, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter. I get confused with that one, I tell you. Who make this show possible. Who make this show possible. The Lunar Lounge podcast. I will be back on, I'm going to be back on Sunday at 7:30 UK time. 7:30 p.m. UK time. I will be back again live. Here, right here, we'll be going through the astrology stuff as normal. So shout outs to all of you guys who was Iffy's telling me it was reversed. She's talking about the tarot card, of course. Yeah, don't worry. I don't do reversals. but I hear that. I do reversals, but not in the traditional way. I don't know if that's a way of saying it, but I see it in a different way. The only way is up. Yes. So that comes to an end. So shout outs to all of you guys who were logging on here on the Instagram, on the YouTube, for keeping the show going. I'm going to put the link for the Magic Mind in the description. Give me about a couple of hours. I won't be able to do it right now, but it will be there. And when you see this post on the YouTube, when you go into the about it, I'll put the details below, the website, and I'll give you the promotional code also as well that you can put in. And I think they come in boxes of like 15 or something, but yeah, this stuff is, I actually used to drink one of these. I've stopped now. I just drink half, but I do like them. But normally I just drink half because it's like, brain's like mad. Like I'm sleeping and it's like, I don't know. Shout out to Faye. Shout out to everybody there, Naz, Miss Infinity, all of you guys on the YouTube. Shout out to everybody there, Miss Scarzi, Fane, Lola, Iffy, all of you, Polly Pluto, and the rest. So many names to mention. Thanks a lot for your support. You've been listening to the one and only the Lunar Lounge podcast. And I will be back on Sunday, 7:30 p.m. And then after that, I'll be on Wednesday as well. Try and catch the Sunday show, guys, because, hey, sometimes you guys miss out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Josie, you've been listening to the Lunar Lounge podcast, and I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.